Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Are you expecting a baby in the near future? Or do you know someone else who is expecting a baby soon? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know what you need to know about having a safe delivery? Can you imagine the problems that arise, that can arise in a delivery room? Tell me, do you think about natural childbirth? When was the last time you heard about the safe baby system? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you may be looking for? Now, are you ready to learn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, my guest is a returning guest that we've had on the show before. He's a wonderful guest, and he's provided us with amazing information and inspiration and some really, really great advice when it comes to having children. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I'm honored to be a featured host with Blog Talk, and we have over 500,000 fantastic listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is America's number one expert on cesarean sections. As chief of obstetric anesthesiology for over 23 years, he has personally helped more than 24,000 women giving birth and has been in charge of over 125,527 deliveries. That's a lot of babies. He remains committed to helping women improve their birthing experiences with education, choice, and safety. He trained in New York City, teaching others in New York and California, helping women in public and private hospitals from all walks of life. Our guest has authored numerous papers and textbooks, lectures nationally and internationally, on important topics such as heart disease and pregnancy, neurologic complications, and anesthesia during pregnancy. He advocates for women's health within the medical community through his work in numerous communities, having served on the board of directors of the California Society of Anesthesiologists and the National Society of Obstetric Anesthesiology. He has received a BS with distinction in biology from Stanford University, and he received his MD from Albert Einstein College of Medicine. My guest developed the Safe Baby System for women, men, and their babies. It is my pleasure to welcome back to our show today the wonderful Dr. Mark Zukowski. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm great today. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I've been so looking forward to your show. Your last show, we had over 40,000 people who listened in, and your topic is very relevant today in today's world, where everyone is who are having babies are trying to be well-informed and to do the best they can. Could you tell us how you came about writing these books and getting known as a lecturer in this field?
Well, for years I would watch a couple of women and men come into labor and delivery. They'd have mm-hmm. books. They really wanted to have a safe, healthy baby and delivery and a good experience, yet they were still afraid and asking, frankly, the wrong questions. So they were worried about the wrong things, and I don't want women to be worried. I want them to be relaxed but knowledgeable and participate in their care. I just have seen too many mistakes made over the years by people who are trying, but trying according to the wrong information. And while the internet is a great place, it's hard to know the quality of the information and who you can trust. So you want to, you know, go to someone who's got a lot of experience and you can trust. So I have a lot of information there for you and your listeners.
Now, when you're going to have a baby, can you give us some tips on how you pick the doctor you want to deliver?
Well, for picking your obstetrician, you want to, you know, go probably interview with them. A lot of people think, oh, I just go to the person on my plan, and while that is, you know, your first choice, it's mm-hmm. certainly the most cost-effective. You know, there are questions to ask. How often do you take call? Because oftentimes you're not just one-on-one with the one person, but their whole staff could be the nurse in the office or... even when the obstetrician who delivered my children, he was very upfront. He said, even though we work together, I only take call 1 in 7 in my group. So, they may or not be there, so that means anybody in the group could be delivering your baby.
That's very important to get that out front, isn't it?
Well, yeah, otherwise you're going to be unpleasantly surprised. And you may or may not like the other people, their partners.
Mm-hmm. Now you talked about having a birth plan going into this kind of experience. What do you suggest people do to create a birth plan?
Well, you just want to think about, you know, what kind of delivery do you want, and mm-hmm. it's important to, of course, to remain flexible. You know, do you want? A lot of women know that, oh, they want to go natural, and some women say, oh, they know they don't tolerate pain very well and they're going to want pain medicines like an epidural right away. And, of course, you always want to have plan A, and if things change, not to be too rigid. You really have developed a relationship with your obstetrician and you need to trust them. So when things change, you know, you're ready to roll with that. And as I often say, you know, you have to even have a plan C, which is if the baby is not tolerating the labor, you might need a C-section, even though you didn't want one.
Yeah.
And that's one of the important things to keep in perspective, which is it's about having a healthy baby and a safe delivery, although it may not be the route that you originally wanted.
Mm-hmm. You have to be flexible when that time comes, and I think you have to have a lot of trust in your doctor helping you make the right decision that's the best decision for both you and your child. We're going to take a break and hear about our host today on the show, but when we come back, Dr. Mark, I want to share your website information and have you give us some advice on picking the right hospital and knowing the risk factors that you face going into delivery. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Sutowski.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Dr. Mark Zukowski. And, Doctor, could you give us the website information so people who are listening can follow what you're doing?
Well, sure. I'd love to. Thank you. If you go to safebabyuniversity.com, that would be the easiest way. Safe Baby University.
And that information is posted on our show page. For those of you who are listening to an archived version of this interview, so you can follow what Dr. Mark has, his information is available there. Now, Dr. Mark, when it comes to picking a hospital, that's just about as important probably as picking the right doctor, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Most women pick their doctor and then go wherever their doctor delivers, but the hospital is a critical choice you should be involved in also.
When you're looking at a hospital, what are the things that you should take into consideration?
Well, if you only get to ask one question about the hospital, the best question to ask is, how many deliveries a year do they do at that hospital?
Okay.
For example, if they're doing a lot of deliveries, for example, just to pick a round number, 4,000 or more deliveries a year, which is 10 a day, you can be pretty much assured that you're going to have lots of staff, lots of resources, and the ability to respond to any kind of emergency at a moment's notice. And that is really quite a good safety net. No matter, you know, it's true in life too, but particularly during giving birth, things can change at a moment's notice, and you have to be able to respond and take care of problems. Something else.
What do you think about people who are doing at-home deliveries? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm all about education and empowerment, so I think home deliveries are great if that's what you want. You know, there are some things to check if you're going to do a home delivery, which is, what are the backup systems in place if there is a problem? Usually, there are great studies from Europe and Denmark where they do home births with extremely safety, but they also screen who does that. So if you have things which would put you at higher risk, like possibly like diabetes with a large baby, then you don't do a home birth.
Right, okay. And when you're going into this situation, you encourage people to know their own risk factors, and could you elaborate on that?
Well, sure. Everybody has their own medical history, and as we go more towards sort of organized medicine and care, there's the way the system wants to work, which is treating you the same, and then there's you as an individual. And as an individual, you have your own preferences and medical risk factors. For example, an older mom has a higher risk chance of developing high blood pressure of pregnancy. So, you know, if you know that, you can be alert to the signs. Maybe you start gaining a lot of weight during pregnancy at the end, and that's actually all water weight, which would be a sign of preeclampsia.
Okay.
Things like that. If the baby's big relative to you, you would have a greater chance that the baby might get stuck and require a cesarean section. So the more you know, the better prepared you are, even mentally, for what might happen.
Okay, my generation, I always had heard that once you have a cesarean section, that then you have to always have sections. Is that true?
Well, that's definitely not true, but it does take more work to have a vaginal birth after cesarean, or the newest terminology is a trial of labor after cesarean. And not all hospitals and obstetricians do it because it does involve a little bit more risk, according to some people, and definitely more resources. So you can only do that in a place that supports, a hospital that supports it, because you need 24/7 staff on premises to be safe, so that if something happens, and what they're afraid about is that with the contractions that the prior scar on the uterus will separate or tear, also called uterine rupture, and that you would need a emergency crash cesarean section. So you can only do that in the place that has the extra personnel on site 24/7. And that goes back to, you know, picking the right hospital.
Yeah, yeah. What other risk factors do we need to evaluate before we go into this exciting adventure?
Well, there's, you know, what's your basic health? And you do have a lot of control over that. You know, have you, do you eat right? Have some degree of exercise? There are a lot of, I have some exercises up on my website where they're easy to do, low impact. They can help to improve the tone of your pelvic floor and your core so that you can push well.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully having good tone on the pelvic floor will decrease your chance even for urinary incontinence afterwards.
That would be something you would really want to avoid. What are some of the nutrition suggestions that you have for women out there who are pregnant right now?
Well, of course, everyone wants you to take your prenatal vitamin. But if you know you want to get pregnant, the time to start taking it, the best time is before you get pregnant. People think, when I get pregnant, if I miss my period, I'm going to go to my doctor and they're going to tell me everything. Well, it's actually proven multiple times it's better even to start beforehand. The one everyone knows about is folate.
Uh-huh.
And it's important to take a lot of folate. It can help reduce neural tube defects in the baby, which would be something like spina bifida. And as a matter of fact, as we learn more and more about our own DNA, some women have genetic variations in a certain enzyme, the enzyme Motherfer, but, you know, extra folate can help with that, because those women have an increased chance for those kind of problems. Even nutrition-wise, I think it's pretty common knowledge that it's a good idea to take fish oil, but you want to take high quality fish oil, and that has a significant amount, maybe 1,000 milligrams of DHA. That's the component your baby's going to use to make brain, and the studies have shown women taking DHA that the babies are more responsive and have a higher visual acuity right after birth. And as a matter of fact, you're starting me on a roll here. It's hard to stop.
I love it.
So, with a high-quality fish oil, and it shouldn't smell fishy, you know, that's a basic building block for you. And what about just plain diet? The standard American diet has a lot of the bad kind of fat. And there's actually pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory oils, you know, that you consume, and the standard American diet is overwhelmingly the pro-inflammatory, and that leads it's been linked to premature labor. Premature labor is a huge problem in the United States. Almost 11% of women are delivering preterm.
Amazing.
And you can help prevent some of that by correct diet, exercise, taking your fish oil. There's even information in terms of type of food about taking a good probiotic. Having An infection down there in the vagina, bacterial vaginosis, has been associated also with preterm birth, having infection of the uterus after delivery.
Oh, wow.
And some studies have shown that by taking a good quality probiotic, which is like the good bacteria, that
mm-hmm.
will colonize the area down there and help prevent the infections. And even one study that was well done from Germany said it reduced preterm birth. So there's a lot you can do. You just need a little bit of knowledge from the right source.
Oh, yeah. And I think women have to be proactive when they're involved in this wonderful adventure, giving birth. They have to really be in charge. As you say, they have to pick their doctor, their hospital, and really be very careful about their diet. You know, right now we're going to hear from an organization that I support. And when we come back, Doctor, I'd like to have you talk about some of the danger signs in labor and the part that the husband plays in this experience. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Sikowski.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play in well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Dr. Mark Sikowski. And Dr. Mark, what are some of the danger signs when a person goes into labor and things that we need to be aware of?
Well, it's good to know the basics of the fetal heart rate monitoring so that you know when a problem is occurring. I teach the very basics of it, which is very easy to pick up, and it's as simple as, is it normal, is it very low, and that can alert you to problems, because you not only the hospital staff should be coming in, but you may need to be prepared to change your position. You know, if mm-hmm. there was a medicine just given, this is where your active participation and knowing what's going on can be very helpful. Maybe some medication just went in that's affecting the baby's heart rate or the tone of the uterus. If you start to bleed more than normal, and that's easy to learn, or even if the pattern of your pain changes, that can signify certain things, particularly, as you mentioned earlier in the show, if you're going to do a vaginal birth after cesarean and attempt that,
uh-huh.
because pain can be one sign that the uterus is actually rupturing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That would be serious. Now, the Safe Baby University program, would you tell us a little bit about this opportunity?
Well, yeah, it's my way to try to help women and men and labor coaches to learn what's going on, and I have developed a series of materials that are going up on the website to
uh-huh.
help educate and know so that you can be an active participant. As a matter of fact, for your listeners, I have a special report on picking the right hospital, 7 life-saving questions to ask before you decide where to deliver. Right now, it's probably the easiest place to pick it up from is at safebabyc-section.com. That's just the letter C section. Or, frankly, if you email me at drmark@safebabysystem, I will send you the report.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, briefly, could you tell us about the role of the husband? What do husbands need to do They need to obviously be an advocate for their wife, and you use the term watchdog. I love that. Could you tell us what this watchdog needs to do and know?
Yes, having been there and done that a couple times myself, you know, you feel that the guy feels very disempowered, which is, well, you know, I'm there to support you, honey, but there's nothing I can do. That's actually far from the truth. You're the husband or labor coach is the ultimate watchdog, and when you, mom, are in labor, you might be too tired to tell what's going on. You know, you need to know what the plan is, the obstetric plan. Your nurse and obstetrician should be telling you what's going on. But really, you're the guardian angel. You're watching out when mom is too tired to. Maybe she's taking a nap or she's sleepy from medicine. If you're put on magnesium, that can make you very sleepy. You know, a lot of times dads need to help watch what medications mom is getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the most dangerous times in a hospital when a lot more mistakes are made are right after change of shift or a new person comes on because they don't know you as well. Or, can you go give, you know, Mary this pill, and then, they grabbed the wrong pill or they went to the wrong room. You know, so knowing what the right meds are. Even my mother. Yeah, when she was in the hospital, you know, my mother's in the hospital, and the nurse brings her pills. And she goes, I don't take that one, and pointed out a potassium pill because she knew that her potassium had been high and her doctor told her to stop taking her potassium. And the nurse insisted, go ahead, you know, sort of politely, this is what the doctor ordered, take your pills. And she said, no, I don't take that one, and, you know, I'm not going to take it until you go speak to the doctor. And the nurse came back, I'm sorry, you're right. So you need to sort of know what's going on and be a double check.
That's such good advice. And, you know, Dr. Mark, it's always wonderful to have you on the show. And I hope that you will come back in the future and share more of this fabulous information with young mothers and fathers out there who are getting ready to have the most wonderful experience of their life. Thank you, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Oh, well, thank you very much for this opportunity to help men and women across the country.
Oh, wonderful. That's right, now that we're on the Internet. We hope that our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to be successful too. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Dr. Mark Zukowski, and remember to go to safebabyuniversity.com. This is January Jones thanking all of you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.